And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning, over the phone, I have my very favoriteist, Debbie Coby, the director of the Carbon County Senior Center. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I'm glad you took some time to talk with me over the phone. It seems like it's been forever since you and I have spoke.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
A little hit or miss between, I think, with the both of us, just both of us being busy. But I'm glad I'm able to speak with you because this may be the last time I talk to you.
That's right. I'm going to be retiring at the end of this month.
I am so jealous. But you've got big plans, you said, so you're looking forward to it. It's been a while coming, so you're going to be greatly missed. I do know that.
Yeah, I've been at the Senior Center for 14 years, so it's going to be a change in my life.
Yeah, it is, but it'll be a good one. And I'm glad you've got big plans. Big list is what she told me.
Yes, I do. I have a big list.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the seniors. What is going on up there for the month of December? Because with the holidays, I bet it's just buzzing.
Yeah, we have some special entertainment that we're doing for the month of December. And, of course, some of that's gone by. But this coming Wednesday, we've got the Carbon High Vocal Jazz coming to sing at our lunchtime, so they'll be there about 11:30. And then the following week, we've got the Wellington Elementary Singers. They're coming. Christy Woodhouse is going to come on Tuesday and sing. Our own line dancers, they're going to perform on the 19th, which is a Wednesday. And then the Carbon High Band is coming on the 20th.
Oh, wow. You've got a lot of visitors coming for the month of December.
Yes, and it's just fun to have them, and it's very entertaining for the seniors. So,
all right. Well, that sounds like a good time. Now, you've got a Christmas party coming up as well?
Yeah, we serve a really nice Christmas lunch. We're going to serve that on the 19th, and it's our Who Christmas lunch. So we have Who mash and gravy and Grinch green beans. And
that sounds like it's going to be fun. Do you guys do any sort of gift exchange, or is it just the dinner?
Just the dinner and our special entertainment. So, we will be having roast beef and potatoes and gravy and green beans, a wheat roll, cake. We're going to do Sprite floats with lime sherbet. So,
oh, wow. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. It'll be a really nice meal.
Now, I saw on Facebook a little video of a group of guitar players.
Yeah, that's our ukulele group. There's some guitarists and then ukuleles, and they performed on the 4th for us. And I always try to take a little video of whoever's performing and put it on our Facebook page. And so we had the ukulele players the one day, and it's been looked at a lot.
Yeah, I noticed it, and I was like, oh, well, this is pretty neat. I didn't know they had a group up there. So do they practice once a week? Do they get together a couple of days a week?
Yeah, a couple of days a week they practice, and then they usually perform at the center once a month. And then if we have like something special like the Christmas, then they do a special performance for us. So
now, who's their instructor that's teaching them?
Oh, shoot, you shouldn't ask me. Together.
What was that?
They kind of work with each other.
Oh, okay.
Cleo Huffner is kind of the one that, you
kind
know,
of helps them all out.
Going.
Oh, well, good. And what other fun stuff is going on up there besides the usual lunching and games?
Well, we had our bingo gift shop open this past week, and so people got to spend their tickets, so that was a lot of fun for them, because we have a little, they earn tickets, and it doesn't cost them anything to play bingo, but every once in a while we have a shop where they can spend their tickets that they earn playing bingo.
Oh, so they've got a little place they can use their opportunity drawing tickets towards.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Now, is that the gift shop that you normally have all your other fun items in?
No, this is something special just for bingo.
Oh, well, looky there. Now, your gift shop, if I'm looking to do some holiday shopping, can you tell me a little bit about the gift shop?
There are all kinds of items in there. A lot of them are handmade by the seniors. Some of them are things that have been purchased. There are other items where people have purchased things and donated them to this gift shop. So, and they're priced very, very, very reasonably. So, yeah, if you come up and you want to, we're open whenever the senior center is open. If you want to buy something, just, let us know. We would be glad. And all that money comes back to the senior center. It really helps us out.
Right, right. So just the normal times of when you're open.
Right.
All right. So what are we looking at for 2019? We got some big changes. One of them, you'll no longer be there. Do we have an idea of who's going to be stepping in and taking your place?
A very nice young man. I say young because he's younger than some of my kids.
Well,
Robbie Jensen.
And who was that again? I'm sorry.
Robbie Jensen.
Okay.
And he's come over and worked with me a little bit, and he'll be taking over, and they'll be planning their, all the activities for the center in January when they have their, what we call our Council on Aging meeting. And we'll have a lot of the same events that we always have. We'll have our pie throw and our bazaar, and we'll have our card party and things like that. But I'm hoping that he comes up with some new
ideas.
Yeah, some new ideas. So it'll have some, fresh eyes and fresh energy, and
right,
going to be a real asset to the center.
Well, that sounds exciting. It sounds like you guys are just busy up there, having lots of visitors this month with all the entertainment coming in, and even a couple of the groups there from the senior center performing as well. Now, you said the dancers are going to be performing. Any idea what date they will be?
They're going to be performing on the 19th. At 11:30.
And that's your line dancers, right?
Our line dancers.
And they perform, they practice a lot. I know I had one of the gals in here that did the dance, what was it, a month or so ago that they put together up there?
Yeah, and they perform at a lot of events around the county. So they practice and they go out and they entertain, and it's all for free. I mean, they're doing it out of their own time. And
just because they enjoy it.
Yes, because they enjoy it.
All right. Well, Debbie, I can't believe you're leaving, but I'm so excited for you and the future, what it's going to bring for you and all the fun stuff for you and your husband. Is there anything you would like to add?
Just that I have absolutely loved my time here at the Senior Center as the director. It's just been a pleasure to work with the seniors of Carbon County. And there's been a lot of them that I've grown to love, and they've passed away, and new ones that come in that I learned to love, and it's going to be different, and I have mixed feelings. I'm kind of sad in some ways, but very excited in other ways that, it's a new step in my life. So.
Well, you know what? I bet they would not even mind if you come up and visit once in a while.
Oh, I plan to.
Well, that sounds good. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for taking some time. You and I are going to have to get together, though, before you leave so we can meet the new guy that's coming in and taking your spot.
I will bring him over.
You're going to be hard to replace. I do know that for sure.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.